You're listening to the audio production of A Faith That Will Not Fail, 10 Practices to Build Up Your Faith When Your World is Falling Apart, by Michelle Cachette, published by Zondervan and read by the author.
To those who suffer and yet long to believe, Jesus' prayers are for you too. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. With the help of Silas, who I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 12. Acknowledgements. The longer I live this side of heaven, the more aware I become of our inescapable interdependence. None of us arrives at this X on a timeline of life without the collective influence, big and small, visible and invisible, of the many individuals who have crossed our paths and left a mark there. My pilgrimage as a woman, faith struggler, and writer is no exception. I won't attempt to list every name because it would fill too many pages and I would no doubt still miss a few. But for this book, I'd like to mention those who have sharpened my faith, those rare few who have allowed me the space and grace to ask hard questions, to give voice to my doubts and big emotions, to wrestle with what I know and what I don't know, more the latter than the former, and who celebrate along with me that we've somehow stumbled our way to a faith that is a bit stronger and more refined than it once was. Hallelujah. These wise men and women, some still living and others even more alive through death, are part of my cloud of witnesses. And this book and my faith are better for it. Yvette, Julie, Bev, Vicky, Chantel, Angela, Tiffany, Carolyn, Brian, Andrew, Tangi, Danette, Adele, Patsy, Kathy, Susie, Sherry, Julie, Rhonda, Brianne, Bethany, Susan, Kate, Mom, Dad. And to Jesus, the one who prayed for my faith before I knew I needed it and who called me to follow him, even knowing I would certainly fall. Your grace still takes my breath away. This is all for you, all the way home. Introduction, A Rundown Faith. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. The house didn't look like much the first time we saw it. Vacant for more than a year, neglected for a decade before that, the 8-acre property looked as if it was about to be swallowed up by nature. Various trees and bushes, some long dead, others barely alive, crowded the driveway and obscured the front walk. Noxious weeds covered what I assumed had once been a lush green lawn, their prickly edges scraping my feet as I walked the lot in my flip-flops. Gamble oak grew untamed, their skeletal arms reaching for the home's exterior walls. I took it all in, comparing it with our manicured lawn back at home. What a mess. Leaving the overrun outside behind, we followed the seller's realtor through the front door for a brief walkthrough. It didn't take long to recognize similar signs of neglect. In addition to the lack of updates since its build 20 years before, everything from the bathrooms to the windows needed repairs. Days later, after a professional home inspection, we learned the house needed far more than cosmetic help. It needed a gutting and rebuilding. A new roof, new stucco, and a full exterior paint job.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?